Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Welcome, She Said Sisters, to another exciting episode of the She Said Project Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director of this incredible movement, the She Said Project. And I wouldn't be sitting here, right here, right now, if it weren't for this woman right here.
Carrie Grasso.
That's right. I'm talking about you because you are the co-founder of the She Said Project and all things She Said, which really culminate in a live performance. I mean, that's the crux. I'm going to use the word crux.
I like it.
I mean, raising women's voices, sharing stories. How do we do that? We produce live events called...
That's what she said.
That's what she said. And it started right here in your hometown, or your now hometown.
My now hometown.
Your now home of Champaign-Urbana. And in 2013, you and some friends, you know, you had an idea. And it has blossomed
yes.
and grown.
Well, I tell you, when we had the idea, we showed up and pitched it, and they said yes to our great surprise. And we literally walked out into the parking lot, and I had to say to the people who had gone to bat for me, so I might have oversold myself. I have no theater experience. I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not, you know, all these things. But they said yes, so now we have to figure out how to do this show. And we were thinking still singular. This show. And then the next thing you know, it just grew and grew, and people were calling and saying, I'm a graphic designer, I can help, I'm an attorney, I can help. And then all of that kept snowballing until this year we were in Bloomington, Illinois.
That's right. We expanded outside of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone kept saying yes. And now we're in more communities and we're looking to expand even further. But in 2019, in September of 2019, we produced the very first show of Bloomington Normal. Let me tell you, they had no idea what to expect. They hadn't been part of the journey thus far. We found some really incredible people to be on that stage, one of whom is on the line with us today. I am so honored and excited and pleased to talk to my new very good friend, Lana Branch. Lana, are you joining us today on the She Said Project podcast? Are you excited?
I am so excited to be here.
Oh, Lana, it's so great to hear your voice. We are hoping that this podcast is shared with women far and wide, and we have to constantly tell people, well, what is the She Said Project and what are we all about? And then I have to constantly pinch myself that I get to be a part of this because it's all about sharing stories. And you jumped in like you were all in. You're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stand up on that stage and share a story. So first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for being part of this process. It's been an amazing journey.
I'm the one who should be thanking you guys because you gave us a voice and you gave people who needed to hear it an opportunity. And we don't do that enough. So, Carrie, thank you for coming up with this idea. And Jeanette, thank you for continuing to push it forward.
Narrow it down for us. What did you share that night on stage and why?
I shared what it was like being a mom.
Yeah.
I became a mom later on in life, and I became a mom I opened up my heart and my home to kids that are already here, which saved my body from childbirth.
Already baked and out of the oven.
Awesome.
Smart.
Yes. And they're sharing that story. Hopefully, both foster parents and foster children who are adults now know what it's like to experience a love that came outside of biology. Because the love that I received from my parents, it's amazing. They both turned 90 and 96 within the last month or two. And the love doesn't stop. And being able to share that love with others who need it, it's such a blessing. It's amazing.
And so, Lana, while you did share your journey of being a new mother, like you really did it in a way that paid homage to your upbringing and to your parents, and you really honored the love that you were raised with. And that's what was actually one of the most incredible parts of your story. And you did it with such humor. Like you brought down the house with these funny stories. I mean, that every mom can relate to. We could talk about them, or we could just go to the tape. So let's take a moment and listen to Lana's performance from the first show in Bloomington Normal. That was 2019 at the Castle Theater. It was such a great night. But let's all take a moment and hear it for the first time all over again. Lana Branch with hashtag Sorry Mom and Dad. Oh, Lana, It's so much fun to, to listen and laugh all over again.
I loved everything from the second I saw you, my fellow suit-wearing gal. I was instantly like, oh, who is that? That's my new best friend. So then I started Facebook stalking you. So I loved you before you even opened your mouth. And then when you told your story, and I'm the mom of four kiddos, and the whole time I'm just nodding and laughing. And it just reminded me, like, one person's story is everybody's story. And it was, you had the perfect balance of humor and you were real and your family was there. And it was so great meeting them afterward and seeing, you know, I think you said in your piece, you know, that loving them is easy. And it isn't, you know, a lot of people struggle to find that. And you and your family just exude how much, it's so clear how much you all love each other and that you're spreading it around. And it was impressive.
Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's easy. But listening to that takes me back to all the rehearsals and all the other women that I met with their own powerful stories and how we supported each. We didn't know each other and we supported each other. So that was amazing. And yes, boys are funny. And a few things that have changed since that night is we're potty training our Andre, who's 2.5 now.
Good luck.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. I didn't know that he could find places that aren't toilets to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Around the house.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't tell us about it. So, yeah, they can find some great hiding spots.
Oh, yeah. And I remember thinking, don't ever, before I had kids, because, of course, I was such a great parent before I had children. But I remember saying to people, you know, you shouldn't have candy in the bathroom to reward them. That's just, it's just disgusting. And they just need to go to the bathroom. They don't need to be rewarded. And then when the chickens came home to roost, I was like, we need some M&Ms in here. M&Ms, stat. It's like all of a sudden you're like, whatever. Whatever you need to throw at them to make it in the potty, do that.
I'm going to go buy some M&Ms after this.
Well, there it is. If we could give you any sage advice today, there's words of advice from Carrie Rosso. M&Ms in the toilet. Oh, my goodness. But you're so right.
I was going to share one more exciting piece of news for both of my youngest. You guys will be invited to sometime this summer when their names change.
What?
We're really looking forward to that.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's not enough Branch great. Boys in the world, apparently.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, that's beautiful.
And that just, oh, my goodness, that actually takes me right back to your previous comment. Each, that's what she said, cast that comes together and goes through this journey to share their stories. There is such a bond. It is like a family. You go through this journey together, and the love that we have and respect that we have found for each other in the supporting of this vulnerable time. I mean, it breaks through barriers. You develop friendships in a short amount of time that normally would take years of building trust and vulnerability, because you just pull apart, you just pull away the layers of insecurity and small talk, and you get right to the heart of matters. And it just brings women together really quickly. So Lana, just the fact that you would include us in something so important to your family just speaks volumes to me and to the experience that we shared by producing that show. Having you just go through those examples of your life today and sharing with the women in the audience, and then, you know, and then honoring your mom and dad and where it all came from. I mean, you lead this beautiful life and you are an inspiration. And you're a business owner, you're a busy mom, you're a wife, you've got so much going on, and yet you found some time to call in today and talk to us even a little bit more, because we know that your story is going to continue having an impact to the moms who need to hear it. They're going to find it, and we're all going to have another laugh together.
So what has been the experience since the show? Did you have any surprise reactions from people?
Some of the reactions that I had, I guess it was, I didn't know you were that funny. was one of them. When I saw a tape of my mom and dad looking at it at home, to see my mom and dad smile so big was amazing, because they're responsible for it.
Them, it was a tribute to them.
Are responsible. Something else that has changed is I made fun of my wife, who, when she sneezed, sometimes she would piddle. I turned 52
a couple
weeks ago, and apparently it has. Not, it's not always about giving birth. It's about getting older, too.
Oh, no. See, you jinxed
it. More true confessions.
That's what you get for making fun of people.
Yep. Next thing you know, you're pissing yourself. Sorry.
It happens.
It happens.
Gets the best of us.
Yeah, so we're kegeling in our house now. But the biggest thing was that came out of it is the sisterhood with the women I share the stage with.
Yeah,
we've gone out to lunch. We've supported each other in our personal endeavors. We plan on being down there for the next, she said, in Champaign-Urbana, and we're going to do dinner beforehand. So that sisterhood is one of the biggest things that I got out of it.
And looking up and seeing, you know, Bloomington's an hour from where we are, and looking up at the teens thing and seeing you there, that was, for me, that was pretty powerful. You were there, you know, you didn't know the girls in the show, and you just came to show support. It was pretty awesome.
They were amazing, and I want to support, she said, in every adventure you guys have.
So
I want to be there.
Thank
especially
you.
The ones that you have in Puerto Rico, because I need a tan.
Oh, well,
next
that's
up.
My next one. I mean, I think we all need to go on a business trip to Puerto Rico, I think.
It's for work.
I'm good with that.
But Lana, you are just echoing everything that's in my heart. The vision for this is so big to take, that's what she said, to more communities and launch That's What Teens Say in more communities, because you've clearly shown that women need this. Women need a platform to share their stories and find each other with all this beautiful heart that we have to give. So thank you for joining us today. Again, you made magic happen in Bloomington last September. And by joining us today, you're going to help your legacy and our legacy and live on and share with more women. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for having me then. Thank you for having me then. And thank you for having me today. I truly appreciated you, Matt.
Thank you, Lana.
Lana, you've expressed...
Thank you, Carrie, for starting it.
She's great.
Thank you.
She's
thank you great. For not, like, taking out a restraining order, because I like everything of yours on Facebook.
This is like a little love fest
late,
going on.
No.
Super, super love fest. But that's, I mean, that's it. That speaks volumes to what we're trying to accomplish here. And so I need to thank, you know, everyone who has stepped up in any way to make our show successful and now to make our podcast successful. So thank you for joining us. Tune in each week where we share another story from the She Said Vault here on the She Said Project podcast. Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of The She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives. Learn more at sterlingwealthmanagement.com.